It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for July 20th of 2026. So while I perused my news sources and feeds this morning, I noticed a sad commentary on the state of the Democratic Party leadership, especially at the federal level. It's sad because, well, it just wasn't unexpected. This morning, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Democratic Whip Catherine Clark announced their support for AIPAC cheerleader and crypto creep congressman from Detroit, Sri Tanadar. In their ridiculous statement, these Democratic House leaders, and I put that in quotations, said that Sri fights to make life more affordable for all Michiganders and that he's never been afraid to stand up to Dear Leader Trump and MAG Republicans. Oh, God. Now, I think the reason that so many working class voters across Michigan and the country are completely turned off by the corporate Democratic establishment is because they take the working class to be idiots. Just last month, Sri Tanadar showed how much that he really wanted to stand up to the Trump regime, MAGA Republicans, and Israel's genocidal government when he voted against fellow Detroit Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's proposal to limit the Trump regime's powers to engage the United States in military actions in Lebanon without a congressional approval. You see, we kind of celebrate checks and balances in this country, or, well, we used to, I guess. But Sri Tanadar was one of the 117 Democrats who voted to keep giving Trump and his fascist regime even more power. But Sri was just doing exactly what his AIPAC paymasters told him to do. But I'm told that standing up to the Trump regime? Well, according to Hakeem Jeffries and other Democratic House leaders, yes. Yes, it is. Because you see, that's where the uniparty of Congress kicks in. And it always kicks in for war spending on Israel's behalf. I mean, that's our money. But they don't see it that way. We're just the stupid working class. What do we know? 117 Democrats joined MAGA Republicans in giving Trump carte blanche when it comes to war powers. Congratulations, Sri, standing up to Trump. It's also being reported that a cryptocurrency PAC called, ironically, Protect Progress, is shoveling some $600,000 in support to Sri Tanadar's re-election in Michigan's 13th Congressional District. You see, Democrats and corporate donors, and also AIPAC, are extremely nervous that they could lose a reliable vote since Sri is now being challenged by a strong working-class progressive in State Representative Donovan McKinney. Now, according to The Intercept, Sri Tanadar placed $3.7 million in campaign funds into the cryptocurrency industry, only to lose over $650,000. The Intercept's Akela Lacey reports the following: two-thirds of the money Tanadar raised in the last quarter came from AIPAC, which collects money from multiple donors and funnels it to pro-Israel groups' preferred candidates, according to his campaign's most recent FEC filing. And less than a quarter of those donors listed Michigan as their state of residence. Less than a quarter. So you see, Sri lost money in cryptocurrency gambling, but there was AIPAC coming in to save the day and give his campaign even more money. It should also be noted that Sri Tanadar voted against cutting $3.3 billion to Israel last month, and actually, he joined a minority of Democrats on that bill since a majority of Democrats actually voted to cut the funding. You see, Democrats in the House and across the country are starting to finally realize that voters are pissed when it comes to how much money we are giving to that genocidal government. They're finally getting the message, at least on that front. Meanwhile, State Representative Donovan McKinney is providing a stark contrast in this race between a crypto AIPAC insider like Sri Tanadar or someone like himself who will vote to cut funding to Israel, who will fight for Medicare for all, who will fight for affordable housing, and who will fight the Trump regime's terrorizing of immigrants. McKinney will fight for, you know, the people that the Democratic Party used to always fight for, the working class. A recent Reuters poll showed that 62% of Democratic-based voters said that they want new party leaders. But judging how these same party elites, these same party insiders, these same party leaders just threw their endorsement to crypto creep and AIPAC sued Sri Tanadar shows me and the entire working class that they're still not getting it. But they will get it in the August 4th primary. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.